Casting Out Evil for Women, Part 2, Modern Day Casting Out Testimonials. You know, nothing attracts a serpent like a holy place. It was true in the Garden of Eden. It was true 2,000 years ago when Jesus cast out the money changers from his father's house and evil spirits from numerous people's bodies. It's also true today. People who are guilty of some pretty bad sins can still brandish a temple recommend and enter our temples. People engaged in all sorts of iniquity fill our chapels and meeting places. Our homes, perhaps even despite having been blessed upon occupancy, can still harbor evil spirits to exact negativity, strife, and even violence within families. And yes, even ourselves, God's greatest temples, may harbor evil spirits and devices which amplify dysfunction and perpetuate negativity, thus decaying by degrees our relationships with others and, eventually, God. 2,000 years ago, Christ overcame the deepest, darkest depths of hell and claimed victory over Satan. Today, he beckons you to follow in his footsteps. Yes, Satan can bruise your heels, but God also invites you to join him in crushing Satan's head. Indeed, God's victories can be yours as well. Over the years, it's been my privilege to know many who have learned from God how to do just this. They learned how to cast out evil not from any scripture, lesson manual, or book, nothing copyrighted nor curriculumed. Instead, they learned their lessons, or in educational terms, they received experiential learning, or learned from experience, straight from God. In my previous post, I detailed how generations of tradition that only priesthood holders can cast out evil is a false teaching because it doesn't align with the scriptures, statements by Joseph Smith, nor other Latter-day Church leaders. Yet, possibly the best way to demonstrate the validity of the true, scripturally based doctrine that casting out is a sign of the believers of Jesus Christ, which knows no gender nor age, is to let the fruits of their belief tell their own stories. So, here are some true stories of those who have successfully cast out evil from their homes, despite assurances by many that they couldn't or shouldn't. They are real people with whom I have communicated. They are presented to you anonymously. By their fruits ye shall know them. Women casting out. Quote, my home is a changed place since I started following this casting out script and using it every night. There is more lasting peace in our home. I thought I slept pretty well before, but I love the way I'm sleeping now. It seems easier to hear and recognize the promptings I receive. Previously, I have cast out very simply as I felt I needed to. It worked. But I love the detail in the casting out script and the positive protection. Satan seemed to have a real foothold with a member of my family, but this has made all the difference. We have consistent peace, along with my own greater awareness, as we go out in the world and others enter our home. I can feel the difference. Thank you. I want more. Praise and gratitude to the Lord for bringing this information to me. Another says, in the middle of the night, I was in bed when I felt something kick it. It then pounced on me, and with its presence brought a feeling of fear to overtake me. However, I was not afraid, even though I was woken up. I was confident and knew what to do. My hand was under my pillow, raised to the side of my head, and although I was frozen and could not speak, I thought the words, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave, repeated it 3 times and fell back asleep. This happened 2 more times. On the 3rd time, I meant business and I cast them away from myself, my room, my household, my children, my family, and my neighbors, sending them far away, never to return. I went peacefully back to sleep. Finally, a 3rd woman reports the following. Just today, it was beginning to turn into a very difficult day. The traps had been laid and we had fallen into them. We were contention, complaining, angry, and nothing could change this. I recognized it, took a deep breath, and raised my arm to the square, repeating what I have been taught. Not even 3 seconds later, my youngest, who had been pouting and angry for the past 4 hours, popped his head up from below the couch with a smile, asking, what's for dinner? Although he had not wanted breakfast, snack, or lunch. His entire countenance had changed in seconds. Actually, all of us had some type of change. I will tell you, it's not this way every single time. However, more often than not, the entire mood does change and the contention is gone from our home when we cast out. Here's an example of a man casting out. He says, I have found in my journeyings of working with various addicts that only those who begin to cast out the spirits who are also feeding off those addictions ever begin to fully recover and heal. I myself suffer for decades with hellish and ghoulish nightmares, including literal attacks from evil spirits I was seeing in my dreams before awakening, to find myself facing the real deal. Only casting out every night alleviated that problem. Now I only have the occasional attack. And finally, here's an example from a mom who reports about her children casting out. She says, my story is simple but testifies of the power any of us have to cast out the adversary. I've been open with my children about how to cast out evil. My 11-year-old daughter showed her faith by casting out the adversary on her own. She identified a situation that quickly escalated and took care of it. By taking care of it, I mean she did as I taught her. Her younger sister, age 10, was struggling that day and had become out of control, throwing a tantrum in her room. I had sent her there to try to calm herself. My 11-year-old comes into the room and tells me she's going to cast out the evil because she knows that is not her sister in the bedroom. Then she calmly walked into the bedroom, shut the door, and proceeded to cast the evil out. I was in awe and proud of her to recognize when and how to do this. My 10-year-old told me later that she did not feel like herself and fell asleep after her older sister cast out the evil and then finished off in prayer. I'm so blessed that my daughters have learned to recognize the feelings of the Holy Ghost and when he is not present. I make it a habit to cast them out every night before I go to bed. I testify it works, and even a child can do it. We are warriors here on earth, involved in a battle we cannot see. Let's dispel a few myths. Myth number one goes, ignorance is bliss, or knowing about evil empowers it. Well, just the opposite is true. I have 11 quotes here which dispel that belief. I'll just give you a couple here. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Joseph Smith stated, a man is saved no faster than he gets knowledge, for if he does not get knowledge, he will be brought into captivity by some evil power in the other world, as evil spirits will have more knowledge and consequently more power than many men who are on the earth. Hence, it needs revelation to assist us and give us knowledge of the things of God. Joseph Smith also said, knowledge does away with darkness, suspense, and doubt, for these cannot exist where knowledge is. Brigham Young stated, it is your duty to study to know everything upon the face of the earth, in addition to reading the scriptures. We should not only study good and its effect upon our race, but also evil and its consequences. The Lord Almighty has designed us to know that all that is in the earth, both the good and the evil, and to learn not only what is in heaven, but what is in hell. Ezra Taft Benson said, a study of Satan's methods can alert us to his seductions. And Elder Larry R. Lawrence stated in the April 2017 Ensign, President Young taught that we need to study the enemy's tactics in order to defeat him. Myth number two, you empower evil spirits when you talk about them. You know, there's no scriptural basis for this conclusion. However, there's strong evidence that willfully departing from God makes us more vulnerable to Satan's attacks. Dallin H. Oaks stated that in so many words in the October 2004 General Conference. And the prophet Joseph Smith also said, quote, the moment we revolt at anything which comes from God, the devil takes power. Myth number three, being attacked by an evil spirit means you're sinning. Not necessarily so. Please read Job chapter 1, where we read that Job, a just and perfect man, is blessed with great riches. Satan obtains permission from the Lord to tempt and to try Job. Elder Orson F. Whitney also stated, quote, Joseph then related some of his own experience in many contests he had had with the evil one, and said, the nearer a person approaches the Lord, a greater power will be manifested by the adversary to prevent the accomplishment of his purposes, unquote. Myth number four. Most unclean spirits are just very unhappy and want to comfort or help us, or we should consider preaching the gospel and plan of salvation to evil spirits. No. President Wilford Woodruff taught that evil spirits are, quote, at war against God and against everything looking to the building up of the kingdom of God, unquote. They are the authors of murder, rape, torture, abortion, adultery, theft, lies, pornography, drug usage and dealing, child sex slavery, idolatry, war, and more. Here's Alma, chapter 40, verse 13. And then shall it come to pass that the spirits of the wicked, yea, who are evil, for behold, they have no part nor portion of the Spirit of the Lord. For behold, they chose evil works rather than good. Therefore, the spirit of the devil did enter into them and take possession of their house, and these shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, and this because of their own iniquity, being led captive by the will of the devil. Finally, myth number five. All one has to do is simply raise the right arm to the square and cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, commanding the evil to never return. While this may be effective in some cases, one cannot automatically assume that evil will heed this in all cases. The Old and the New Testaments demonstrate several instances where evil will take advantage of any perceived loophole, exception, or exemption to any injunction given by God. In fact, in the casting out experiences I've been sent, many report experiences requiring greater specificity in the casting out in order for it to be effective. Even though this blog cannot provide you with the faith and the belief in God necessary to cast out evil, it can help you with a script or some basic guidelines to effectively cast out evil. Subscribers to the Perfect Day Facebook group can request this script when they sign up to join the group. And to start the process, you just simply click the button at the bottom of this blog post.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid. I've gone through the motions, I've been back and forth. I know that you're thinking you've heard this before. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just gonna say it, yeah. Fear you don't own me, there ain't no room in this story. And I ain't got time for you telling me what I'm not like. You know me, well guess what? I know who I am, I know I'm strong. And I am free, got my own identity. So fear, you will never be welcome here. Take a minute, let it settle in. You probably never saw it coming. Something's gotta give, so I give up you. Oh, there's no room for you here, yeah, I've had enough. The no vacancy sign on my heart is lit up. In case you didn't hear it, here it is again. Oh. Like me, anybody needing fear to leave? Oh, yeah.
don't know how to say it. Sing along with me. Sing fear you don't.